It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When I watch Hairston's tape, he's a guy that not only can cover in man-to-man situations, but he's willing to go hit you. And, I mean, that's something that you don't see a lot. And I know the Bills are big on their corners being able to tackle. And I think that's important. And he does it. He's willing to do it. And you can see here, that's closing speed, makeup speed. And all corners have to have that. He plays with a swagger. He plays with an attitude. And I think he'd be a nice addition to their team.
Pete Prisco on Maxwell Hairston, the corner from Kentucky. I had to get the first name again from Josh right before we went out because I was about to say Chris Hairston. Remember Chris Hairston?
Former, I remember Chris Hairston.
Former Bills tackle. Maxwell Hairston, though, is a very real option for the Bills at 30. He's often going in the back half of the first round, corner from Kentucky. Seen him mocked to the Bills a few times, Prisco being one of them. Good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off this week. Nate Geary is in. And to get another, you know, mild day, I would say. Pretty chilly, though, still, as we roll through the rest of the week. I'm going to Charlotte next week, so can't imagine it's not warmer there, but...
It's got to be warmer there, yeah.
I mean, you never know. In February, it was, we talked to Joe Marino, and it was 20 degrees there, and it was 20 degrees here, so hoping it's a little bit warmer. Get some golfing next week. 803-0550 is the phone number. Some stuff to get to around sports, including, of course, the Sabre game tonight and college basketball, baseball, a lot happening today. What happened yesterday happened. More what was released was the over-under win totals in the NFL. And as I've mentioned before in the 6 o'clock hour, the Bills kind of have the highest total. There are... four teams with 11.5 wins. And their over is the highest odds, minus 140.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else is about even. So basically that is a very slight expectation that the Bills will have the most wins this year in the NFL. That they're the most likely to go over 11.5 in the league is really what that means. Mm. So How does that hit you? Does that hit you as the schedule is not easy.
No.
There's the schedule, there's the division.
Difficult.
There's what it says about those other teams, if anything, that like the Chiefs maybe are the biggest part of this. That is interesting to me. Not just that the Bills would be favored to win 12 games more than Kansas City would this year, but the Chiefs' Super Bowl odds are the exact same as the Bills are.
Well, wouldn't you say though too that their division looks like it could be the best it's been since Mahomes has been there?
That was one of the things I wanted to get to. I'm now very hesitant to just assume the AFC West is going to compete with Kansas City because I've been fooled by that before.
Yeah, they literally just don't. They just don't compete.
Right. Was it 2 years ago or was it 3 years ago? The big offseason where Russell Wilson got traded to Denver.
Yep.
And Devontae Adams got traded to the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Carr was still there.
Yep.
And Herbert had just broke out for the Chargers. And I convinced myself, like many did, that, okay.
That's a division.
You might have said the Chiefs were going to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, it might be the best division in football, you're thinking.
Yeah, and then it just didn't happen at all.
No. In fact, the Chargers were bad. The Raiders were bad. Raiders were really bad. And then they end up literally firing their coach halfway through the season,
right.
McDaniels. And then who was the other? The Chargers. And then, the Broncos
had...
just imploded.
Was Anthony Lynn still the Chargers coach?
No, it was Stanley? Staley?
Brandon Staley, Staley? Right, Brandon right, Staley. Right, right, Brandon Staley.
Yeah.
That was the reason I liked the Chargers, too, is they thought they were going to be like this aggressive 4th
Super
down team,
aggressive,
and then
yeah.
he became the biggest chicken in the league and never went for a 4th down again.
He just got roasted on Twitter for too long, and he just he turned heel.
Yeah, his owner probably called him into the office, too.
Yeah, you got to stop going for it on 4th down.
Yeah. But, like, do the Bills deserve to be on an even playing field? Even? With Kansas City in these marks?
Sure.
Because it is... They lost to them a 4th time in the postseason, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd like to postpone Bills-Chiefs games in regular season from now on.
I agree with that. I'm going to want that game as early as possible just to get it out of the way.
Yep.
Not to assume that it means much of anything. But
I tried to warn people last year in the regular season.
Yeah.
I tried to tell all of you.
I'm kind of stuck in, you know, I haven't really thought about the Chief game in a while.
The playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The playoff game. It just, I don't know. It hasn't been like 13 seconds to me either
if
of the last 2 years.
If 13 seconds didn't happen, last year would have felt worse.
Yes. Is that what's happening with me personally? That, like, to me it's just, okay, line up and go again. That's kind of been my attitude.
Yeah.
Line up and go again because there's really nothing else you could do, and there's really nothing else I would expect them to do, right? Like, I don't expect them to fire Sean McDermott.
No. Nope.
I know there is a portion of the fan base that is like, okay, you lost to Kansas City again. Come on.
Yeah.
Time to move on. Although, we don't really hear from them very often this offseason. Kind of surprised by that.
They got close. It's because it was so close.
I think the calls, maybe the group that we think, is it out there that... Hey, you've lost 4 times to Kansas City. 4 times all you get. 5 times is all you get. How many times is all you get? How many times can you lose to them before I'm actually going to do something? For me, I'm not there.
No,
I'm at line up and do it again. But that was not the 13-second offseason. The 13-second offseason was all about analyzing every facet, every micro piece of the game. Why did I lose? The coaching decisions at the end. Why couldn't I get a pass rush? What do I got to do on that front? Von Miller, let's go get him. And this offseason, we're not really doing that. Like, the game happened, and we could have callbacks to
Isn't
how it happened.
Because they got crushed?
But they didn't get crushed. They lost
Super Bowl.
But the Chiefs got crushed.
Yeah, isn't that why? Had they won the...
But what does that mean to the Bills part of it?
They lost the Super Bowl when they beat the Bills in 21, too, didn't they?
They lost to Cincinnati in the AFC Championship.
Yes. Yes, that's right. 13 seconds
after
was a division.
13 seconds.
Yep.
They lost to Kansas. They lost to Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that wouldn't make sense then, because if they lost then, too, it's not...
But they didn't get smoked.
They did not get smoked.
They didn't get smoked. They lost in overtime.
But you would think that because they got smoked, people would be more upset. Because even Deion Dawkins, like, you know, we would have put up a better fight than that. And maybe they would have. I'm not sure.
I don't know what to do with the Chiefs from this year. When I was on with Mike Shope earlier in the week doing AFC reverse power rankings, I tried to put the Chiefs at 4.
Mm.
But can I have it both ways? I said this after they lost this playoff game, that as long as they meet in the playoffs, I will believe that Kansas City is going to have a significant coaching advantage in that game. How could I not? They always have something, and they always have things ready to go that you haven't seen, right? Greg Rousseau has spoke to that. Other Bills have that, You know, there are looks that Kansas City is going to give you in the biggest moment that they are not going to show you in the regular season. And I'm sure the Bills do their own element of that.
But it's definitely not to the same extent.
No. To finish the point out, I also kind of think I want to believe that Kansas City losing like that in the Super Bowl, getting smoked, and not even and really not playing well against a bad Houston team. Houston was not good at the end of that season.
No.
And Kansas City struggled with them at home in the playoffs. I want to take all those results around the Bills game and believe that, oh no, all of that noise that they're not as good as their record during the regular season. No, that was right. That was accurate. And that got exposed when they played a legitimately amazing team in the Super Bowl. The Bills game is just, they just know how to play the Bills.
You know, though, yeah, to a certain extent, I agree. I would think a bigger factor that I'm not sure, you know, I know we haven't really had time to talk about here is, like, for whatever reason, Kansas City seemingly plays their absolute best game every time in the playoffs against the Bills. It's the most consistent they seem to be. And maybe it's, again, it's the matchup. They own them. There's psychological aspects to it. But, like, they went from probably playing the best game of their season of all 18 games they played against the Bills in the AFC Championship game to the worst game that they've played.
Yeah.
In a, you know, 2-week span, going from their best performance to their worst. The Bills just have not been able to catch Kansas City in the playoffs, not at the top of their game. Like, 2 years ago when they won in the regular season, it's they're neck and neck, and Kansas City makes a mistake.
Right.
Kadarius Toney is offsides. And in the playoffs, they basically are perfect. They have one fumble in that game that keeps the Bills in the game.
Yeah.
But otherwise, that was very close to being en route to a blowout.
Right.
And everybody talks about the Diggs drop and everything and the missed field goal, but
little mistakes though. The Hamlin fake punt.
Right. Right. And so I know we talk a lot about a lot of these situations in these previous games, but it's just, you know, and we always talk about a little bit about like luck and the ball bouncing in direction. The Bills got the bounces the week before at home against Baltimore. They did not get them against Kansas City. So it's a little bit of Kansas City's always playing their best game against the Bills. And the Bills really have not played their best game against Kansas City in the playoffs. They have in the regular season.
Their offense did one time.
One time.
And they lost anyway.
Yeah.
That's what makes that one game obviously far more frustrating than all the others. Is you felt like that your quarterback and your offense, that was their A-plus effort.
And
you still couldn't get it.
The big
because you had an F on defense.
Like the big conversation after the game was, well, they've got to invest in defense. Their defense keeps falling short. Mm-hmm. And yet the week before, their defense won them the game.
Right.
Against the MVP, you know, runner up.
Yeah.
And one of the best offenses ever.
I guess
completely befuddled that offense.
Why I bring this up too, and I like this conversation we're having. I know it's going out on a limb and just throwing, like, go ahead, throw whatever you want at me, because I'm the core jester that is again gonna doubt the Kansas City Chiefs. But I can't escape the feeling that they weren't actually that great last year. We all know how lucky they got in so many games, right? We could go down the list. The block field goal, the Aiden O'Connell getting hit with a snap in the face and the ball hitting the ground, and the penalty that they get on 4th and 16 or whatever it was against Cincinnati earlier in the season. Just break after break after break. Every game had something. And I couldn't stand it. It was nuts. We all knew they weren't as good as their record. They might have still been a 10-win team. Yeah, you know, I'm not saying they deserve to be 8-10 or 8-9, whatever the math is now, but they were not 15-1 good, 16-1 good. They were not. So then they go to the playoffs, a Houston team that had been struggling a ton down the stretch. They struggle with them. Then they play the Bills, and the Bills is always like the anomaly here. The Bills, it's like you almost got to put them over here because it's just different every time they play.
Yeah.
Even the year prior. The Chiefs win the Super Bowl with a historic run of defense in the playoffs. Their offense struggled in every one of those playoff games, including the Super Bowl, and especially including the AFC Championship game. What was the one game they didn't struggle? The Bills.
Yeah.
Because that game is just always a little different. Then they go to this Super Bowl. when all year I'd been thinking they're not as good as their record. Mm-hmm. Then they go and play a legitimately great team. First time in a while. They got smoked. And now, let's look at their offseason. And this is where, you sound like a fool for wanting to bet against them again.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
But Kevin Cole, from his account, former PFF guy, he is now with... Who's Kevin Cole with now? Kevin Cole, who we have on the show a lot. Unexpected Points. Data scientist for Unexpected Points. He has his improvement index. He puts into all the expected points. How much did a team add and subtract in the offseason? And like, no surprise, New England's at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just had $1 million to spend, right? So New England's number one. By the way, the Bills, of any of the playoff teams from last year, he actually has improving almost the most. And part of it is... So what he factors in is your offseason roster moves and then your draft capital. And the Bills have a lot of draft capital.
Bills have good draft capital, yeah.
So I think that's why they're getting a nice mark here. Like, they're in the positive. The Bills' improvement index, like, +7 by his mark or whatever. The Kansas City Chiefs are dead last as losing the most. Now, I don't really know why that is. Is that Joe Thuney being traded away? And that they didn't really add anything. So I've got a team last year that I thought was flawed, that was getting lucky along the way, that got exposed in the Super Bowl. I'm not telling you the Bills will beat them because I think they have their number. But when it comes to who's going to win more games, are they going to be challenged in their division? Are they going to be playing every playoff game at home again? They lost their best offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm. Voluntarily, by the way.
On a line that already wasn't very good. And here's their offseason. Signing Gardner Minshew. Signing Bailey Zappi. Re-signing Kareem Hunt, signing Elijah Mitchell, a backup running back, re-signing Marquise Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster. Anything impress you so far? They signed Jalen Moore, an offensive tackle from the Niners. 2 years, $30 million. I don't know much about that player other than the instant reaction from everybody on Twitter was, oh, that's not a good player that you're getting for $15 million a year. They kept Trey Smith. That was big for them. Guard, one of the better guards in the league, cost them a lot of money. Non-exclusive tag, $23 million. Trey Smith, they keep him. They keep Charles Omenihue. They re-sign Nick Bolton, and they re-sign Matt Araiza. That's their offseason. That's it. There's no significant add anywhere on that offseason. There's not even a Bosa signing. There's not even a Josh Palmer signing. And maybe they're saving for something. Maybe they're going all in on just draft picks and they're going to bring in another rookie class and try to hit on them all and that'll work. But I've got a team that I thought was not as good as their record last year and they are having an offseason where just not much is happening. So maybe I'm a fool for doubting the Chiefs again. To what extent, though, is the question, right? How much can you doubt them where it doesn't sound nuts? And for me, that is being challenged in their own division and maybe being like a 4 seed instead of a 1 seed for the first time in 7 years. I think that is completely realistic for the Chiefs this year. That's what the roster speaks to me. Kelce is getting older, and it doesn't mean I'll pick them to lose to the Bills in a playoff game, but I would pick them to have fewer wins. I would pick them to finally not get all these breaks when it comes down to the end of it. But again, what really matters is, would you pick them to beat the Bills in the playoffs?
I don't know how you don't.
It's the whole story.
There is very much a psychological advantage that they have. And it's gotten to a point where you feel like it's almost like you can't overcome it. That sucks. Like, you definitely don't want to feel...
Well, are they doing anything you think this offseason that is geared specifically towards that? Like
Kansas
getting,
City?
Yeah, they're getting more versatile on defense, right? Like, are they trying to show, even for a matchup like that, doesn't have to just be for the Chiefs, for everybody, to be more multidimensional? Michael Hoyt is a part of this, right? Like, you have no idea where that guy's going to line up play to play. They are bringing in, they're going to have more athletic traits at safety. Bishop starting, and then Derek Forrest, who's a big athlete, who's going to be playing behind him, probably only in a depth role. So we'll see. The draft would have to kind of go along with that. Dorian Williams and Matt Milano, both being healthy, I mean, they'll have the opportunity to go to three linebacker sets more than they ever have before.
Yep.
They'll have the personnel to do it. So I don't know. Like, I wonder how different they'll look on defense. It's all about the defense.
Yes.
When it comes to changes and how you play the Chiefs. I think a lot of it is the defense. The defense is the thing that's let them down every single one of these games. And listen, Sean McDermott during this offseason, you know, like what is he going to bed, you know? What is keeping him up awake at night? It's gotta be his defense not
missing
performing
the, yeah.
against that team in the postseason. And I gotta believe for how crazy competitor he is as a coach, that he is just constantly trying to think of, like, okay, what should I be doing differently? That's what I would be doing. For my defense constantly getting lit up by that same team over and over in that spot, I'd be obsessed with figuring out how I could do things differently to beat them.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume that is the case. It's hard to, when you look at the grand scheme of things, when you feel you're so close, I feel they've been really close. So I would assume they also feel like they're very close. And it's sort of like, and yet it hasn't really mattered.
Yeah.
And the regular season success hasn't mattered. And now the regular season success is almost a bad thing, because now it's a joke. Now, it's all right, we'll beat them in the regular season, but you know when they get to the playoffs, which, again, it's like last year, I remember in the week leading up to the Chiefs game, I kept saying this game does not matter. Everyone's like, of course it matters.
The regular season.
They're
game.
Undefeated. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Like, this game doesn't matter at all. Mm-hmm. I don't care about it.
Mm-hmm.
They could lose by 100 or win by 100. I don't care. And everyone's like, it's the Chiefs. It'll always matter. And I was like, I don't think you could beat this team twice in a row. So don't. I don't care. I wish that this game got postponed or canceled.
You want them to lose so that...
Yeah, lose.
The day they lose to Kansas City in the regular season, everyone's going to believe that's the year they beat them in the playoffs.
Maybe.
Right?
I would have a better... At least it would be going against what we've normally seen.
You're
going
to host the overtime show on one of these Chief regular season games that the Bills lose, and every call you're going to get is going to be, guys, I think this is the year they're going to beat them in the postseason. The roles are reversed here. That game, can I tell you why that game did end up mattering?
Why?
Because
one seed,
they might have gone undefeated.
Yeah, they might have.
It would have been
probably
all about
actually. They
it would have been all
have,
about yeah. their chase of, because they didn't try in the final game of the year. So if they
they
would have been going for it. So the Bills did stop that in its tracks.
True,
but right for their own sake, yeah, it didn't really end up mattering all that much. The last thing I'll say about this, if you want to get in on it, 803-0550 is the number. The last thing I'll say about this, they've been close, but. You know, this is easier said than done. It might sound impossible. My bar is not playing close to Kansas City and hoping that you're going to get the breaks to go your way. The Eagles kind of prove something to me. Like, what I really want, of course, this is not saying anything. I feel like the Bills need to play like we need to beat them by two scores.
Yeah.
Because from my vantage point, any close game, as I kind of led off with here, I'm going to believe that Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo are going to have the advantage. I don't want it to come down to 2-3 plays. Because every time it comes down to 1 or 2 plays,
they're getting the best of you.
I believe they're going to have the advantage. They're going to know the plays. They're going to have something ready. And I don't want it to come down to 1 or 2 plays. I need to be up by 10. That's why when Bean said this, and a lot of others did at the end of the season, hey, Josh Allen down, what were the Bills down? 3 or 4? Or were they down? 2. Final drive.
No?
No, they needed more than the field goal. Then you see this again, like if this were the 13-second game, we would know every play.
Wasn't it 1?
The final drive? The Kincaid drop?
I'm blacked out on it.
Whatever it was. It was Allen with the ball down, whatever, 6, 5, 4, whatever they were down. I'll take that every time. I'm a no on that. I am not taking anything against that team unless I'm up 10.
32-29.
Okay, they're down 3.
Yeah.
Allen with the ball down 3 against Kansas City with a couple of minutes to go. I'm telling you, I'm not taking that. Because I need the lead. I need the lead because I think they're going to have the coaching advantage. It's
the regular season.
Your quarterback can be as good as you want. When that play call comes at him that is impossible to prepare for on that fourth down, he almost pulls it out of the bunny out of the hat, which
regular season is the script.
And the game ends.
Up 3 with a fourth and short in the red zone to go up 2 scores.
Yeah.
That's the script.
Yeah. That's what I need.
They pulled it out too quick. By the way, we have to go to break, but
yes.
Matt Collins led the Bills in receiving in that playoff game.
Against Kansas City?
Yeah.
He had that awesome touchdown. It was the over-the-top touchdown, like down the seam.
But
he kind of caught it over the shoulder.
That's gotta be different, I think.
Yes. Yes, yes, it does. The last play, the most important third down play call of the year needs to not be a screen pass to a guy that has no yak ability, which was the Amari Cooper play at the end. 803-0550 is the phone number if you want to get in on the Chiefs. We'll go through some of these over-unders, too. I'm going to have Nate pick some of them. Over-unders in the league. There's some low ones. The Giants and the Browns are getting super low totals to start the year, at least from some of these sports books. 803-0550 is the phone number. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary, you're listening to WGR.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.